Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Can you hear us yet?
In sync. Yeah, we're good now.
Okay, that's my boy, Big J. Boom. Big Joshy
guy.
All
right, Joshua.
All right.
Don't ever say that again.
Oh, okay.
I didn't feel right saying it.
I really didn't like it. All right.
I'm gonna keep saying.
All right. Josh is like, I gotta shave my head now. I have to start over.
I want to be different.
Me too, Loki.
I want to be different.
I want to be a baby.
Joshua, we read.
Is that tell is me that when screen you're recording?
My screen is. Yeah, my Zoom's recording.
That's what we're using, right? Yep.
Yes.
All hearts and minds clear.
All hearts and minds are clear.
We read.
All right.
Amen.
Do a countdown of some.
And five. Four.
Make sure you go silent on the
three.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to. I'm keeping all that in.
Yes, keep it in.
Welcome back to The Bald and the Beautiful. I am Melissa Miskep on stage, and I am joined by these beautiful people here with me, starting with.
Kep on stage, cuz I'm the dead homie.
Hey, that chick angel. Banger, banger, banger.
Tank.
That's it.
That's it.
Moniker. That's it.
Boom.
Boom.
My last name is Marcus.
Listen, y'all. So our first season doing The Bald and the Beautiful was with Married at First Sight season
11.
Thank you.
11.
Season 11 in New Orleans. And today.
On this day. We got our people. Now that we are on camera, we is going to change our tune from what we said.
I'm going to air everybody out.
I don't air myself out. You ain't got to.
No, let me do it. It's going to sound bad coming from
Karen
me.
And Miles, all we said was we love them both.
Together?
Same every day.
Huh? Hold on, look at that. No, we're going to get into it.
Let's get into it. Karen and Miles, thank you guys so very much for joining us today on The Bald. We're super, super excited. If you cannot tell, our energy have gone through the roof.
No, it's not just the mimosas. The mimosas.
Hey.
Oh, y'all got mimosas too?
Hey.
Cheers. Virtual cheers.
If you've never seen Angel create a cocktail, you should definitely watch Crafts and Cocktails on her channel.
Yes.
Where she adds 97% alcohol.
And then a splash.
And then the
she got
three.
Mad at me for putting she even put all that orange juice
he
in there.
Did. Look at that's orange juice with some bubbles. Oh, that's not a mimosa.
So we're super, super excited to have you guys with us. Obviously, you guys have stayed married since the end of the show. When did it end for you guys in real life?
In real
life,
yeah.
It was a long time.
It was like July.
Oh, wow.
July 2020?
2020. Yeah, July 2020.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
So wait a minute, when's y'all's your anniversary?
February.
Like 2 weeks.
February.
Y'all about to be a year.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because it was like early
on.
Early on.
They had
that
panini.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Early anniversary. Happy anniversary. Before we actually, maybe we can use that question as our first question, because first of all, a pandemic in and of itself is a real life whole situation.
Man, when you already, when you've been married for a long time, it's a situation.
Me and Melissa about to be 17 in. That pandemic was like, y'all want to see what it's really going to be?
Yeah.
You know her for real? Look at her every day. Every day. No out of town. No work. No school. No freeway.
And no pillow. One bed.
So y'all know
by myself.
So y'all had to do it as strangers in being married with the panoramic pandemic.
Yeah, I remember they did the video. Miles in there doing push-ups and setups on the camera. I said, there's only so much you can do.
So tell us about that whole experience going through quite literally a worldwide pentatonics in the midst of an experiment and being newlyweds. That's like a lot of pressure.
And working.
And working.
Karen was at work.
And low-key going through a whole entire civil rights movement. Yes. Like couple all that together, it's a lot of pressure.
Y'all had a lot of adversity.
It's a lot of stacked against you. So can you walk us through like that?
Yo, the panty has really been like, it's it's been real, man. And I think the first month of us being married, we were regular. So life felt somewhat normal, but we had cameras following us everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. But literally we've been married for 10 months or 10 months in the pandemic. Like, haven't been able to go nowhere for real.
Wow.
We've been watching a lot of, yeah, almost 11, you know? In a pandemic, right?
Oh, in the pandemic.
Yeah, anyway, so we've been watching a bunch of Netflix, you know, eating a lot, working out, having a good time, but it definitely was not easy by any means.
That's definitely added experience to y'all. Like,
yeah.
Y'all been married three years.
It's just technically
The pandemic is exponential marriage.
There you go. Absolutely.
Everybody can tack on 3 years if they married.
3 to 5 years. We had 20 now. It was 17 before.
What you say, Miles?
You get about 3 to 5 years because of the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So celebrate y'all's fifth anniversary.
I feel like we've lived we lived it in real life. We lived it watching y'all watch it. We lived and now it's people are realizing, oh, they're still married. And it's like, now we're actually living that part. And we still haven't really been able to spend time with each other's outside time with each other's families. Mm.
How open or closed is New Orleans?
Okay, so put it this way. We're in phase one for what people are supposed to be doing. Okay. But they're trying to put us back in schools. So people are still going out and drinking without masks on. So I don't know what phase we're in, but but we're supposed to be social distancing and putting wearing masks, right?
Got it.
So wait a minute, what are you doing? Because go ahead, Karen. I'm sorry. Say it again.
We can still go out to eat and stuff, but no parties. We're limited to 10 people, 20. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Things like that.
Yeah. Wait a minute, don't you teach in schools? Or have you been virtual this entire time?
Yeah, I'm an administrator. And so we went back in school in September. We stayed through Christmas break and we haven't been back since Christmas break. So we've been virtual this whole time.
Oh.
We're about to go back in about on Monday. We're about to go back on Monday. Yeah, back in.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. Best of luck to you.
They done locked down California. Y'all ain't going to school.
I don't think the kids are going to go back this year.
No, they're not. Oh, yeah. No. You go ahead and let them.
Yeah. They're smart. So, of course, like I said at the beginning, the Bald and the Beautiful started because I actually got hip to Married at First Sight during quarantine. I watched season, help me.
10.
That, no, nine.
Nine. Nine.
That was Dharma and Greg.
With Deanna and Greg and Iris. And yeah. Greg. Yes, Deanna and Greg. Said.
Uh-huh. And, we remember the show about the Black people in it. So that was Deanna and Greg, and then we used the Karen and Miles.
Right, yes, that's how we know it.
You know, Breonna and Vince.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Always Black. I'm rooting for everything Black.
Root because the season
that I remember American Idol include Fantasia.
Fantasia and Ruben Studdard. I was off for a couple of years.
Listen, that's all I know.
That's what we know.
So anyway, I got hip to it then. We've been reviewing it, obviously, ever since. And so I know that I was unaware of the world of Married at First Sight and how many people follow. Yes. There are avid fans.
Mm-hmm. Man, they the realest. They the realest.
Bruh.
Yeah.
They be pissed off. I just finished the episode. Y'all have not released your episode yet.
Yes.
Do it now.
They take it personally when they haven't seen an update from us. I'm like, oh, I ain't seen it.
They asked us, first it was, Miles, how could you stay married to her, blah, 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 blah. Then it's, oh, I'm so happy y'all are married. We all having kids. I'm like, damn, can we?
Oh, yeah, they gonna be in Karen's uterus until she pop out some babies. They gonna be in your uterus, girl.
That's what I can't wait to address.
What's that?
All the haters.
Yeah, I actually, so let's start there.
Let's start there.
I'm
gonna let y'all go first. Mm. Let's start with the misconceptions that you have found, the ones that you want to address. You don't have to address haters, but the ones that you feel comfortable with addressing, the biggest misconceptions that you have found watching the show that viewers got as an impression of, you know, you guys as a couple, of Miles, of Karen, tell us.
Because I'm going to be honest. I had Karen pegged wrong.
I'm going to tell
them. No,
gonna
let them me go air first. Myself out.
We're going to let them
Angel
go first.
Angel want to take the belt and whoop herself.
They're going to go. And then I'm going to go, and I'm going to push it to the left.
All right.
You're right.
Let's start with Karen.
Yes, go ahead. Tell us the misconceptions.
How much time we got?
Yeah.
Whatever you got. Go and get into it, girl.
Speak on your dime, Karen.
Speak on it.
I honestly don't know where to start. I feel like there were so many misconceptions from like what the season sneak peek.
Oh,
like it started immediately. I really don't know where to start. Masculinity, the masculinity thing.
Talk about it, Karen.
Huge misconception. One, I never ever equate anything with masculinity to someone's mental health. Mm-hmm. So I actually work in a healthcare system and I've set up programs to help treat depression and anxiety. And so like literally from the start, I feel like that was a huge misconception in terms of like the support I gave Miles in that moment, how I felt about it, how I felt about masculinity. And I think that affected the rest of the entire season.
Sure.
You know, on the internet, a lot of times if you're framed a certain way, it's really hard to unframe yourself.
Right.
That's so
true. From that way. Even if a comment, you know, on a video says one thing, and a lot of people see that comment first, they'd be like, that's how I feel too. Even if they went into it blank, they agree with this now.
They will easily be influenced by what anybody else says.
How do I feel? We don't like Karen. She don't like masculinity.
Okay. We don't like her.
Season now.
Anything else that you wanted to add, or Miles, anything that you wanted to add?
Personally, I hated that part, the masculinity with mental health. I felt like it took away from the work that I had done to be able to like be able to share my journey and feel comfortable doing so. Doing that on national TV was big for me.
Sure.
And sharing that with my wife was big for me. And so I think it being equated to masculinity really, really put a bad taste in my mouth, to be honest with you. I think the other part I think is how I feel like I'm a pretty emotionally intelligent guy. I feel like I'm pretty good at speaking about my emotions. I can tell you how I'm feeling. But I think that got me played as like this soft person that talks about emotions all the time.
People will say that.
All he wants to do is talk about emotions just because he knows.
I said it.
I didn't say it, Miles. I said, man, me and Miles,
air myself
like
out. I said it.
No, I think the thing about that is like, one, it makes me seem soft, and that bothered me a little bit. But that's another thing. But two, like day to day, Karen's constantly asking me like, are you sure you're okay? Are you okay? Like, vent to me. Tell me what's going on. Are you all right? And I'm like, I got to process my stuff. Then I can talk about it. But I'm not a person that's always talking about my emotions.
Sure.
So I think that part kind of drove me a little bit just because, like, it didn't feel like the most accurate depiction of me.
And yeah.
I'm all switched up. And I'm like, y'all made me look like I was perfect on TV. I'm not perfect by any means.
That's a good point.
So now they're like, oh, Miles is rude or he's disrespectful or whatever. And I'm like, I'm human. I'm a well-rounded human. They painted me really well. And I think a lot of those attributes were true. But also, y'all don't see when I'm upset. Y'all don't see where I'm frustrated. Y'all don't see a lot of other things. And so I think that's probably the biggest one I thought of for myself.
Karen, for you, was it hard for women to be like, well, shoot, Karen don't want him like that. I love me a mom. Karen did. That. Huh?
Take it from me. What you want to say, Marcus?
Go, Karen. No.
Sorry. Because the people on the internet, pick me people, was like, I'll take Miles right now, Karen. And then you said yes to the marriage. It was like, God dang it, I had booked a flight to New Orleans. I was over here trying to get Miles, and you gonna change your mind and love him now? So was that hard for you?
It was extremely hard for me.
No.
It was annoying because everyone was like, oh, she doesn't give him anything and she's rejecting him. And it's like, y'all, he likes me for a reason. Clearly, this isn't the entire picture of our relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Things that people would think I was upset over, like me and him were laughing about, like joking. So it's just, I don't know. It was very hard because I felt like, because everyone was like, oh my God, Miles is a great guy. Even though at the end of the day, like he said, you're watching someone on reality TV. So you really don't know them from like good or bad, you know, good or bad. And it felt like this assumption that he was like the golden child. And I was trash.
No, you're not trash. You're not trash.
Wow. And, you know, that was hard, especially knowing that I'm like, man, I take care of this man. Like, we're not perfect, but we've always taken care of each other. Like, we've always cared about each other. I've shared things with him that, like, I haven't shared with anyone else. So it was very hard to have people perceive that, like, I'm undeserving of love or, like, come and take my place and save Miles. And that was really hard, especially watching so many Black women jump on that bus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I know I have friends just like you that are very private. Not to say just like you, because I don't know you personally, but I know I have friends that are private that I can see reacting the same way in that situation of being in front of a bunch of cameras and everybody having the spotlight on them and kind of pulling back a little bit, like, no, it's all these, like, I do it to Angel now. We've been married.
That's him.
Like, she'll lean in for a kiss in public. I'm like, hey,
Marcus, Karen, if you needed a cheerleader, Marcus cheered you on the entire season.
Her, not so much him, because Karen's my friend. But everybody's like, oh, he likes Karen. Why are you always defending her? Blah, blah, blah. Because I know people just like her. And for all the people out there like, oh, she need to send Miles my way. My cousin's single. And now y'all still lonely. While she's over there enjoying her Miles that she don't deserve. Now y'all all in their business. And look at you, sitting on the couch by yourself. Look at them smiling. She's smiling. You're still lonely. You and your cousin and your sister. Get on my goddamn nerves. But I understood.
You know what's funny about that?
What?
They really watch it like, he's right.
Yeah.
He is right.
No, even they're just like, why are you always defending her? Because I understand.
Like, but he saw himself in you.
I was like, I wouldn't be all like, oh, come here. Yeah, I don't do all that crap. I can't stand to see people kiss in public. It turns my stomach. So I'm not going to do it. And I ain't going to be all on camera putting my business out there. It's like, even though we're in front of the camera, we have a vlog, we have all of that. I'm like, nah, that's enough. That's enough.
Yeah,
this is still us. You. And I've been on that.
That's another misconception too, though, right? Like, because I'm this emotional guy that, like, wanted some type of affection.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. Wanted some type of affection. I mean, everybody wants some affection, right? But it seems like I'm an overly affectionate dude. When in reality, this girl right here, this is the only time I get some space. When I'm in front of a camera, I can, no.
Put it out there.
Right now. I don't get a break. So that's
not a machine.
You know what I think is so interesting? Yeah, it was. What I think is so interesting is that there was a picture of my family. I use this example all the time. It was me, Kev, Isaiah, and Joe, my two youngest kids. Child only got two. For real. And we were in Washington. We're sitting at the table, and behind us is the picture, but my head is covering the boys because they're little. So it's just a picture of me and Kev. And there was a comment that said, you guys are so self-absorbed that you don't even take pictures with your children. And the fact that it was a literal picture and you couldn't see the actual picture also speaks to the figurative word of you don't always see the full picture.
Full picture.
Yeah. And I think that is one of the hardest things being on reality TV and the way in which we relate as influencers sharing our lives is that it's easy to get a really great idea of who someone is, but you're never going to get the full picture of who someone is. And so if you are painted a certain light in a certain way, or if someone... this is a scenario that happens and now they've pegged you, so to speak, as that. Chad, that's who you are.
Yeah.
That's who you are to me. And then you're off the show and you're showing, well, this is the 360 of who I am. People are like, well, hold on a second now.
Well, I like you. What is it? I don't know.
What do you mean this 1 hour show a week is not the entirety of your being?
Sure. Yeah.
That's confusing to
me. Not even an hour. Not even an hour. If you divide it up just then, it's 13 minutes of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And listen, we go through it a lot. At the end of the day, I am a really serious person, but I'm also can be silly sometimes. God. On occasion, it happens.
Goofy movie.
But all right, enough. But also, I think when people see that, they're like, ow. But I think that's just part of, like, you know, it's just it's the pros and cons, to be honest, of being on this platform. You kind of have to take the good and the bad. Did you want to say something, Angel?
I was just going to say, so when did y'all fall in love? When did that happen for y'all? When did that happen?
Hey, don't answer first, Miles. You let her answer.
I was not. I don't know.
It just happened. That's beautiful. That's great.
I want to ask something about going back a little bit. You, about the framing of you. The show comes out, right? You guys really don't respond like on social media until the season is over, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
So you don't really have an opportunity for people of us to know you until we have had 26 episodes. And by that time, it's a lot harder to change your perception of a person at all, right? Yeah. Can you guys speak to that?
I feel like that's really a good, accurate perception of how we've been feeling this whole time, right? So you feel silence. You go through it in real life. You're questioning your thoughts about how you did things or how things could have been different. And then you're watching it and you're like, okay, I don't remember it happened like that. Mm-hmm. But then now everybody else is pissed off about some stuff that like you let go.
So
then
She
said I was too emotional. That pissed me off. I'm mad at you right now, right? And so we're quarreling. We're going back
in real life. In real life.
In real life, we're sitting there going back and forth like, why you felt like that about me? And she's like, no, I didn't feel like that about you. I'm like, but right there it said you felt that way about me. And this person on social media is saying this isn't this. Listen. Yeah, I was right, right? But then at the end of the day, we can't say nothing to that person. We can't clear the air. We can't do none of that. And so we're sitting in that, and we're stuck in the house. Like me and
her. You're stuck in the house.
Y'all have been married for 5 years.
No, y'all been married for seven. Y'all been married for seven. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of couples that would not have been able to survive that. If we had to rewatch some stuff that we didn't have control over how it went out, we wouldn't have made it.
Today. Listen, y'all, we have control over our we still be like, ooh, that came out wrong. Right. We edit our own video.
Yes.
Look, I was we didn't watch like most of the season, honestly. I probably watched like the first 3 or 4 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Don't watch the rest.
And then I tried to watch one more somewhere along the way, but I never finished it. But like, I remember I was watching and I was just like, oh, she's not gonna stay with him.
Like, and I was like, why he staying with her ass? Right, bro? Right? Like, why he staying with her? And me looking at her in a bonnet in I'm like, damn, I'm with your ass on.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's like
we had to check ourselves. Like we had to really sit down and be like, we've been through this. We know our real story. We know how strong we are. We know how deep our connection is. Like we know all of these things. And like we really had to make an effort to distance ourselves from all
smart.
Of
it. That
makes so much
sense.
So smart. I have a question. When you go ahead.
No, go ahead.
When you look back or the episodes that you did see, I would imagine it would be an opportunity for a lot of self-reflection and growth as well. Are there things when you look back that you're like, I could have done that better? Or I've learned, like, I see how that came out. And while it wasn't what I intended, I understand the impact. And so I want to do that differently in the future. Do you have those moments?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like I have a ton of moments just in really articulating my feelings better and like what I'm really feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one of the things that I wish I could take back was the use of the word masculinity. Mm-hmm. You know, reframing it to say, this is what I usually look for in a man that I'm dating. This is what I look for. This is what I want to look for in my husband.
Yeah.
And being able to say, you know, just better words such as, yes, I want you to be able to take initiative. I want you to be able to keep it 100 with me. Like, I think one of the things that a lot of people didn't understand because of how Miles was painted as like, you know, Mr. Perfect was that, like he said earlier, he wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
I'm here with him in person, and I'm seeing that like there's a piece of him not in a sense of being fake, because he's everything good that you think he is, but there's a piece of him that is not fully settling into like who he really is with me. And it's like people don't see that. And when I'm keeping in mind that we're being filmed too, and this is going to be a long-term thing for me, this is what I want, is marriage. I need somebody who can fully, authentically, 100% feel comfortable being themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I'm getting that from someone. That's like a turnoff to me. It creates this disconnect. So it's mm-hmm. like, I don't need you to be Mr. Perfect. I don't
yeah.
need mm-hmm. you to be Mr. Presidential. I need you to be someone who can really articulate how you're feeling and what you need from me so that I can give that to you. And if you can't do that, then we can't move forward like in our relationship. And that was super important to me. And I don't think I articulated that correctly during the show. And like I said, I think just from the minute when masculinity was mm-hmm. the health thing, it was just done for me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, especially during this day and age where mental health is such a buzzword right now in the Black community, and something that everyone is like kind of taking ownership and like, it's okay, go out there, get your therapy, like do the things to make yourself healthy, really. And so to hear that, it almost felt like a step back. So I can understand, it was like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
We've
yeah,
come yeah. so far.
Karen is single-handedly taking the Black community backwards.
Yes.
Her alone.
Her alone.
You know what, Karen? I want to say, to the point of, like, I feel like the moment you and Miles, you know, from the viewer's point of view, really hit a breakthrough was when he disagreed with you, and you were like, okay. Now we get somewhere. Like, I have a firm belief that you don't have real relationships if you don't disagree, if you don't get into it, if you don't be, you know, like, nah, this is that, like, because then you're just putting the best version of yourself. So I actually saw that part and I was like, I get that. Because all my close friends, 10, 15 years, we done got into it, you know, because you start traveling with each other and stuff. You angry. Me and Josh, I love Josh. But there have been some moments at 3 o'clock in the morning, ain't nothing funny. Everybody shut up. I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? We get petty and all that stuff. And I think for you, it really clicked. I was like, okay, now I'm seeing a person who is a whole individual and nobody's happy and funny all the time. And also because I'm a great husband and a beautiful person, people always frame me like Miles.
That is true.
They always frame me as like, that is true. Kevin is
he was
great.
Being funny, but also
no, it's, this I, is I true. Got it. Yeah. And I was like, oh, Kevin, you be like, you be basking in that sunlight a little bit. But my family, my friends, they see
Ninja get it together. Because first of all,
right before the camera goes on, Angel been here and Josh, well, my energy be trash.
Trash.
When the camera flicks Basura. On. You know, but when they be like, oh, Kevin's this and that. So I think it's even harder for Karen because they're like, oh, Maya, Maya, Ella, Maya. Boo, Karen. I don't know, like her. I would love Miles better than she can. And people be like, you don't even see the full version of people. And also the last thing, because I really commend you both. Because when people, and we were people, like we're talent, but in this show, we are just like everybody else.
Right.
Yeah. We watch the show and we'd be like, oh, they tripping.
Right.
Oh, they doing good. Oh, I'm happy. Oh, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like we take off the influencer part and become just viewers and we're affected the same way people. And I think that's why people like the review show because we have the similar feelings as just the viewing public. It's very entertaining, but
come on, plug.
You have to really deal with the reactions of people.
Right.
And that is not easy.
Sure.
No, especially if you're not used to doing it. Like if you've been, like if you all had already gotten used to being in front of the camera, you might already know, like I have to disconnect myself from all of this because people are going to have their opinions and there's nothing I can do about that. But if you're just a person that works in the school system, that works in the health system, and you're thrown in this, you might be like, wait, no, hold on. Y'all don't know me like that.
Right.
So I can understand how it's even harder when you're not used to hearing other people's opinion on your life that ain't got nothing to do with you.
Right.
But go ahead. And I think from my fault.
Go ahead.
For me, it was tough too because like I was a student athlete in college or high school, college. And so I was used to talking to like press or media or talking in front of a camera. So I was comfortable in front of a camera, but it was like, oh, we're talking about something that I'm doing on the field, right? It's objective. Like it's like, uh-huh. I did this or I didn't. we won or we lost. I did this or that. But then you're talking about my character, or you're talking about someone I care about's character, and that's when I'm like, oh, I'm not used to this. I'm not used to people thinking Miles is sensitive, or I'm not used to people thinking Miles is a bad guy, or having to defend myself and not being able to. And so that felt really bad to me as like a supporter and a protector of a household. Now it's like, oh man, like, how I can't say nothing about y'all trashing my wife right now.
Then
my family and friends are watching y'all trash my wife right now too. Like, and so that was really, really tough.
Yeah, that's just for me starting to step onto the camera with Angel's channel. That's one thing that I had to pull back from, because a lot of they would see out of an entire week or two, they would probably see me for like 2 or 3 minutes. And if I was in a mood, because I would run from the camera, like, don't, I'm not here for that. Like, this, everybody always be like, oh, Marcus is moody. He's this, he's that. I'm like, y'all don't know me. It's been like,
oh, go ahead. I love you though. You sweet as pie.
Karen, this is your number one hater. But yeah, like a lot of people that, and that's how they would do it. Is like, oh, Marcus, he ain't fun. He's always so serious. It's like, no, I'm actually a very silly, goofy person.
He is
most of the time. But this whole camera thing is not me. And I had to basically start ignoring it for one, right? Start ignoring it for one. But two, that's when I had to realize, even I already knew this in marriage, but even when stepping in front of the camera, is like, if I may give you a bit of advice, is don't let anybody in that doorway as far as influencing how you feel in your marriage, whether it's on the camera or whether it's friends or family. Like, close that door, and that's just y'all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, that's good. One thing, like, me and Angel realized it was really great for us, like, moving to California, living in California, and our rest of our family being in a completely different state.
That's too.
Because it's like, all right, yeah, we going through things. The last thing you need is you sitting down with your friends. It's like, oh, well, she should have did this. Well, he should have did that. Right. No, it ain't none of y'all's business, actually.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to work through this, and it's just us.
Yeah.
So, again, that's why I was able to defend Karen. I'm just like, hey, look, y'all need to chill out.
Hey, honestly,
I get it.
If you really think about the premise of the show, right? Because people jump in like real crazy. But to meet someone, right? And I love Melissa and all, I mean, my favorite person in the whole world. But to meet someone that you are automatically married to and you sleeping in the bed with them and someone is recording you, that is a lot.
It's a lot.
At once.
Say what I can never
do. Yeah, I even asked the question on here. I said, if we were put in this situation, y'all was coupled up, me and Aid was coupled up, would we have made it back then when we first started dating? I'm like, would we? Would y'all have made it?
Man, I don't know.
Would we have made it?
I would have gave up the draws, but I don't know if we would have made it.
Yeah, because I didn't want to...
I've been like, best, I'm like,
it would have been a great then, 3 weeks.
Yeah, and then he would have said something out of the side of his neck, and I've been like, well, annulled.
it was good while it lasted, I have to admit. Thank you, Viviana. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr.
Not a cow, y'all be pepper. Cow. Pepper. All right, y'all be good, man. That was
stupid. Did you guys wanted to add anything, say anything?
Plug anything?
I have one more question,
I think there was something I was going to say to Marcus, but I forgot what it was. I feel like y'all are spot on with everything right now. So.
Well, let me ask you guys a quick question. I'm sorry, this wasn't the agenda. Now that the show's over and a new season has started and people's attention is like, ooh, let me tell you about that person. Mm-hmm. Have y'all, has it been easier once the cameras are gone for good to really settle into that, you know, husband and wife thing without having to do the show part of the marriage?
I can speak for me. Well, for me personally, so we're filming couples cam right now. So cameras haven't stopped. So personally, just being honest, like I'm comfortable in front of the camera. I'll turn it on when the lights come on, whatever. But I'm over it. Like I'm over over all of it, you know. And so I think that some of the people that stopped watching the season as soon as the season ended. Now all of a sudden they see the world couples camera like, oh, they stayed together, they're still together. And so it's like kind of reliving it again. People are like, oh, he's still with her. Why he's still with her?
Or
like,
still? They don't follow y'all on the gram?
Apparently not. So they need to.
Well, I'll be looking lovable.
Thanks, man. Thanks. We try. You know,
send them my way. I'll talk to them.
Go ahead, Karen.
We'll get messages and comments like every single day.
Oh, that's what? Yeah. Even on y'all's YouTube channel, you can see like y'all have evolved. I was like, Karen, I was telling Melissa, I said, Karen's all lovey-dovey on Miles. It's so cute. He asked who was the most annoying. She said me. I was like, you can see how much you all have evolved. If some, if anybody's following you all, evolved since the decision day up until now, you can see that love has truly blossomed and grown since you all, well, y'all still in front of the camera, but since the season last ended. Like, it's obvious to me, at least.
Yeah, I think a tough part too is that, like, we were silenced for a long time, so we weren't able to speak on how we're feeling. And so now we're like, oh, we can clap back, right? But then we clap back, and people are like, oh, you need to ignore the haters. You don't need to talk. This is what reality TV is. And we're like, well, we weren't able to talk for like 6 months. Yeah. Now you're going to get this.
Yeah, yes. Do it. Clap back.
I'm keen clap back. That's what I do. Like,
yes, do it.
I'm ready to clap back, but then I'm also like, I don't want to give y'all this energy, but then also like, you need to hear this real quick. You know?
Listen, so that it's a tough wall to like.
You didn't land that saying, did you?
97%
champagne.
Yeah, but yes, it's the champagne.
It was heavy champagne.
The champagne.
It's a tough walk to line. Line the balance.
Just let it alone.
You had one more question.
I can't even remember because I felt like Kev's question was really good. But I did want to just say that you will always find yourself remembering what Michelle Obama said, which is when they go low, we go high, and trying to go high and fighting the urge. So are we limboing? Because if you can go low, child, I can go lower.
Some days you just got to get it off your chest.
I can do both.
10% of the time, I go extremely low.
Sometimes when you go off on one person, this was for a lot of y'all.
Yeah.
It's just this one person finna get it. Because sometimes, us included, people be like, you be so wildly wrong.
Yeah.
Like, how'd you even get that?
The audacity. Really going to come and tell me that can I curse on you?
Curse.
Go ahead, get it out, Karen. Get it out.
Come and tell me I'm an ain't shit wife. Like, you're gonna come in my comments and tell me that. Like, some people gotta get cursed out.
And my response to that be like, well, you ain't shit, and I don't even know your name.
And you ain't even a wife.
So who ain't shit?
You ain't even a wife. And don't nobody even love you like that. Sometimes it feel good to get it out. So
A lot of times going off on one person makes it feel like you just clapped at everybody and then you can relax for like 6 months.
Right. I'm working on it though. I'm working on it.
You working on it.
No, cuss them out, Karen. They deserve it.
This has been great.
This has been fantastic. Man. So before we close out, do you want to share with us your socials? So for the folks that are watching Couples Cam, they can follow y'all on the gram and see y'all in real life situations. We see y'all hanging out with Amani and Woody, and we just be over because we're four friends too. We just be like, well, look at the black love.
Look at it. It's so beautiful.
Everybody come over here and just look. Taking Baskin Robin pictures and caring all. So give them your socials and then anything that your YouTube page and anything else that you want to plug as far as upcoming events or shows or whatever have you.
Cool. Yeah. So I'm at The Miles Will on Instagram.
At K.Land1.
Yep. And Miles and Karen on YouTube. Follow us there. And honestly, really, we're just trying to enjoy being married and continuing to learn each other. And also, we're trying to use this platform to be able to help others and support other people, whether that's through mental health, the Black community, supporting women. And so the funds that we get from either Cameo or Hop on the Call, each month we're donating to a different cause. So for example, in December, we adopted a family. A lot of our supporters and fans decided they wanted to support too. And they, if you can look on our YouTube channel, we supported a family with four kids under the age of 6 and a single mom. And it was beautiful. It was awesome. This month,
we're
supporting community fridges. So we're donating all the money. So food, water, all this type of things in our community. And then February, we're going to do something special with Black History Month. So stay tuned. Follow us on social media and just be a part of our family, part of our life.
That's so great. I am so glad I was wrong.
Extremely wrong. Angel has literally said, I am so glad I was wrong.
I am. Out of all the people in the world, I'm glad I was wrong about Karen and that this worked out because this is beautiful.
You couldn't get no wronger.
Everybody was saying it. We was in the comments. They was like, "Boy, Angel has she completely messed up."
Know, they were actually they were actually jumping on Angel's bandwagon. That's where all the haters came from.
Yeah, because all we did is show love. That's all me and Marcus did.
That's all we did.
I cannot. Well, listen, Karen and Miles, thank you guys so very much for joining us. Congratulations on your upcoming 1 year anniversary.
5 years.
Correct. Congratulations on 5 years of marriage that you did in 365 days. thank you guys for joining us. Seriously, we actually really, really appreciate it. I hope you guys had fun. We're not like interviewee. We just kind of be talking. Mm-hmm. So I hope you guys enjoyed it.
I like this.
Cool, cool, cool. So thank you guys. Until the next video. Bye.
Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.